Welcome to Quest Student Leadership, where we are empowering you to develop strong young leaders. I'm your host, Tom Tony, along with my co-host, Casey Dennis.
Hey, everyone.
And Casey, today I have a question for you. It's going to maybe feel a little bit personal. I don't know if you can climb outside of yourself for a second and kind of look into your own reality, but here's my question for you. How would you describe your personality?
It's a great question. My husband should answer this question. No. I think on most of my tests, you know, I'm usually very energetic, very passionate, like to inspire people, kind of turbulent emotionally, overthink things. I think I've been described as the Inside Out, the character from Inside Out, the joy character.
Okay.
Yeah, just never a rainy day, just everything. Yeah. What's your personality?
So moving on. Oh, wow. That's a great question. No, it's an interesting question. Now that you've kind of framed it in the Inside Out characters.
You're the red guy.
I'm the red
guy. Don't push the button.
No, there's a little bit of all of that, right?
Yeah.
I would definitely say I'm a bit more of a positive, see the best in type of personality. Energetic, let's go, we got this type of a thing. For sure. Yeah, there's no doubt that's my personality.
Yeah.
Can also be very introspective. Not hard at all for me to really look internally and ask some deep questions. But for the most part, you know, when I'm around people, especially and stuff, it's let's go. It's party time.
Yeah.
We like to share stats on this podcast. And so I thought this was a really interesting stat. A recent study was done and concluded that everyone has a personality.
What?
Can you believe that?
It's true.
It is true. Everyone has a personality. But truthfully, what we do know is that we are not born, this is so important, we are not born with our personality. We're born with the stuff of personality, the things that can make a personality, but we are not born with our personality. Our personality is developed over time. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, so on Myers-Briggs, for instance, I think I'm an ENFP.
Okay.
So you're saying, as a baby, I wasn't an ENFP. That happened possibly over the course of time.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Yeah. If you go back and look at your birth certificate,
right,
you'll not find ENFP on your birth certificate.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But over time, many different things that contribute to it. Let's talk real quickly about the definition of a personality before we jump into the contributions that create it. The definition of personality is simply this. It's the combination of characteristics or qualities that form an individual's distinctive character. All right, so we're talking about a combination. That's one of the key words here in personalities, combination. Now, we know from, you mentioned Myers-Briggs, there's also, we know things like strength finders, we know things like the Enneagram, DISC, even love languages, different things, different resources that have been created to help us define who we are. But it's not an infinite list.
Right.
There's a set amount of qualities that all of us, one of the things, you know, Enneagram is kind of the hottest topic lately. And I hear a lot of people running around saying, oh, I'm a 7. What are you? I'm a 3. Oh, of course you're a 9. I expect you to be. So even though we all have our distinctive character, which is also in that definition, an individual's distinctive character, it is simply the combination of all these different known qualities that everybody has.
Yes. I read this article, and just to quote it, I think they put what we're talking about today perfectly. They basically said that a human does not enter into the world with a fully formed personality. Springing forth from their genes, rather, babies enter the world with a temperament or a raw material of a personality that is sculpted into personality by experiences in the world, such as school, with friends, siblings, and perhaps the most of all, by their parents.
You know, I know that in the DISC personality profile, which we'll talk a little bit about in future episodes, there are three known origins of personality. This is what they express as kind of the origins, and number one is genetics. And you mentioned this a second ago, not only from our parents from an influence perspective, but from our parents from a genetic perspective. Right? They've given us our gene set, and that kind of helps to create a little bit of who we are. Then there are influences early in life. So these may be family members, they may be friends, but people that influence us early in life. And then we have our own experiences, things that happen to us, around us, with us, that help to frame our personalities as well. And here's the key that we really want to get across in this episode today. While every one of us has a unique personality built from a common set of characteristics, but that becomes distinctively our own, here's what we want everyone to walk away with today. That where it concerns young students, that young students are literally becoming who they will be right before our eyes.
Absolutely. Their personalities are budding right in front of us.
Yes.
And we have the opportunity to impact their journey and their personality journey to build up those personality quirks, characteristics. All of that's happening right now.
Yeah, there is no other greater opportunity. This is our greatest opportunity to impact a person's journey is while they are young. And so understanding what all of this means and how it works is critical to really coaching properly and to coaching well these young students as they are truly developing right in front of us. And I really want to emphasize that point, because everything we do makes a huge difference. And you and I were kind of chatting a little bit before today's episode, and I'll try to make sense of this because I think it's an important point. And that is, what we are not trying to do with this information is trying to force a student into a certain personality.
Right.
We're not trying to fit them into a mold that we think they should fit. Rather, we are trying to understand their motivations. What empowers them? What encourages them? What gets them going? And how we can work within that framework to help them to become the best version of themselves. You know, for example, with my own kids, and recognizing a little bit about how their personalities are developing, one of the things that I want to be very aware of, it's what's driving that personality. What's causing them to act in that way? And if it's born out of a fear or an anxiety, then I want to do everything I can to address that fear and anxiety. I'm not trying to change how they're acting or what they're doing necessarily in terms of how they're playing out their personality, but I do want them to understand what might be motivating them.
Right.
So that they can make decisions about how they're going to interact with their world from a place of confidence and not from trying to escape something.
Yeah, and I've heard it said this way is, you know, you'll read personality profiles, the results will come in, and they'll get the profile will give you a list of strengths that you may have.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But usually what I've found that on the back half of every strength, there's a weakness.
Yeah.
Right? So for instance, if you're very organized, the weakness that usually comes with that is you have a hard time when you have to just fly by the seat of your pants with the change that just happened to be in your lap.
Right.
So I have found that that's important with raising students, is just helping them to understand that the budding personality usually comes from their strengths and their weaknesses. So when I see a strength pop up, also understand that I may need to coach the thought process that goes into the weakness that's on the back half of that strength. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's really good too. And then that is the heart of this episode and the ones that are coming out here in the future. Is there's so much just gold in understanding what is helping our students to develop and what they're going through right now at this time of their life, and how we can help to impact and shape them to become, again, the strongest version of them, not who we want them to be or who we think they should be, but who they're becoming, and understanding what are their motivations and how we can help to shape that. So there are a few things that we can be aware of and what this means to us as we coach them. Let's talk about a few of these. So for example, we have to be aware that every interaction is having an impact on their formation. So the words that we speak, the decisions that we make, how we make those decisions, the expectations that we set, the directions that we give, all that is authority to them. So they take it very literally, and it has an impact on how they are forming as an individual. It's a part of how they are developing. So the words that we use, how we make decisions, how we set expectations, all of that is having a major impact on their formation.
I mean, even to go down into the very details, I know that when I was a teenager, I had some leaders in my life that were great dressers. I mean, literally, they were very fashion forward.
Okay.
Yep. And I had grown up in a very rural environment wear t-shirts and jeans. That was the normal. You never thought about it. And just to even see that the way that they dressed compared to the reality that I was shown, it helped me to want to be more successful in the way I presented myself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, what you're saying is so powerful. We have to understand that everything we do, down to how we dress, even what we eat, and how we talk about ourselves and how we talk to the class. I mean, even our inflection can really demonstrate something that they can hold on to for the rest of their lives.
It's so true. You know, and the idea, the point here is that we want to be who we are, right? So we're not going to be able to fake it. We can't fake that we're somebody else. The point here is just to be aware. To be aware that everything we do, to your point, even sometimes what we wear, is having an influence on those that we lead, these young students that we're helping to develop. So making conscious decisions, not just being unconscious about it, right? Not being unaware of it, but being aware that, man, it's a big deal, especially if you're the kind of leader or the kind of coach that kids really look up to.
Right. Just if it helps, this is kind of my mantra, is everything about me says something about me.
That's right.
Right. And there are parts of my life that I feel like are unhealthy that I want to get better in. And just even recognizing those and building towards a healthier me, right, helps anyone that I influence to also develop a healthier version of themselves, right? Because health reproduces health.
That's good.
So those are the kind of things that we just have to be mindful of if we want to carry the banner or the responsibility of developing budding personalities.
It's so good. It's spot on. And the second one is similar to that. And that is simply this: to be aware that literally, you are literally being taken literally, like literally. when we use sarcasm, side comments, even body language is being interpreted as accurate. You know, they're seeing this as truth. I was told by one of my own children not long ago that sometimes I come off as sarcastic. And it took me by surprise. It really did, because I was not intending to be sarcastic. But as they replayed and recounted some things that I had said, I was like, yeah, I can see where that sounds sarcastic. Yeah. You know, and so it's like we don't even think about it. But for kids, from their perspective, how we are literally coming off literally to them.
Yeah.
We really are who we are as far as they're concerned. And so being aware of that, now I have to be conscious of, am I sounding sarcastic? And even pausing, and I've done this since, even pausing to say, now let me pause here. I don't mean to be sarcastic. That's not what I mean. Let me rephrase that.
Right.
And that's a part of the learning process for us. And what's really cool is, I think, even demonstrating what it looks like to correct yourself.
Yeah.
Based on past information is helping them develop.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's all in the pot.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
It's like development stew. It all gets thrown in there.
If I had a nickel for every time I had to apologize, I didn't mean it that way, I'd have quite a few nickels.
And pausing to apologize is a huge part of developing those young students.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes we might do that on purpose, but even when we don't, even when we do it because we really mean it, it's like, wow, it's so powerful.
Yeah, and one of the things I like to do is just help my kids understand the why, you know?
Yeah.
So when you're drawing, we talked in earlier episodes about a coaching mentality, right? And sometimes a coaching mentality is very hard-lined. Here's the boundary. This mm-hmm. is the expectation.
Right.
And so sometimes kids that maybe are a little bit more turbulent emotionally have a hard time because they might think more to it than that. You know, you're being mean to me, or that's not fair.
It's true.
And then you kind of break that bond that you might have with them. So something that I've learned to do is just to explain why. So I'll say, because I care about you, I'm going to hold you to this expectation. You know, that's been kind of helpful.
That's great. And that is a perfect segue into the third one here, and that is to purposely guard your environment. And that's exactly what I'm hearing you say in that moment, is I want an environment of inclusiveness and acceptance from the perspective of, I don't want to shut anybody out because I maybe ignorantly said something that sounded crass or mean to one student, right?
Right.
And because of that, if I'm not willing to come back and make that apology or make that adjustment, Now I'm creating an environment in which they don't feel welcome. And we don't want that. We want an environment they feel like they can be a part of. So we have to purposely guard that environment and looking not only at how we are interacting, but how they're interacting with each other, how they're treating each other, the words that they're using, kindness, all those things that we would expect. And that we guard very sincerely that environment because the environment's having a major impact on their formation.
Right. So how can we take what we've learned today and put it into practical use?
Well, you know, in the coming episodes, we're going to unpack this a little bit more. We're going to spend a few episodes talking about leading from a personality perspective. Because truthfully, not only is this important for the students that we lead, but this is also important for companies today, corporations, learning to communicate clearly based on the needs of others around you and not just how you would do it, but how others need to hear it and receive it. We're going to unpack some of that in the coming episodes as we talk more about this. So I think for now, I would encourage taking the action step of just kind of turning this on in your mind. You know how when you're looking for a car, and we've talked about this before, you're looking for a car and you say, I want a red Ford Focus. All of a sudden you see all the red Ford Focuses around.
Yeah.
Right? So that's actually a neurological process where we move the thought to what we say the front of our mind, which is in the frontal cortex. We become aware of. So we move that picture to the front of our mind and we become aware of the things that are around us that are like that. Well, that's what I'm saying here. The action step immediately as we kind of step out into this in the next few episodes is to start becoming aware of the fact that your kids have individual personalities and maybe even make a list of what you see as those common personality types. Now, if you know a little bit about Myers-Briggs or DISC or Enneagram or any of that, you might do some slight assessment. We're going to show you how to do some of that in the coming episodes. But for now, just kind of earmark it and say, this kid has a lot of energy. This kid's very insightful. This kid likes to take action. And to the best of your ability, begin to kind of look at the personalities that are playing out in your group of students.
Awesome.
And so that would be the first step in bringing it top of mind. And then from there, as we go through these episodes, you'll get a little bit more insight on how this works and some tools that we can give you to help you assess and learn to lead these kids from the perspective of their personality. And so this is a great conversation, Casey. I really believe that this is going to be very dynamic for all of our coaches that are listening that are involved in developing young students. And I believe it's going to be great for them, some tools to apply that's really going to help them leverage this moment in even a greater way. So until next time, keep developing strong young leaders.